yeah. We're about to get nerdy with behind-the-scenes tech talk as it pertains to social media, video platforms, podcasting, websites, and more. So take off those pocket protectors. You won't need them here. Pour yourself a tall glass of Code Red Mountain Dew. Get comfortable and prepare to talk nerdy. After Hours starts right now.
What's happening, crew, on a Thursday night after Hours start right now? So welcome to all those out in the chat, in the wonderful land of the YouTubes, as well as Gun Channels. Doesn't look like there's that many hanging out over on the Gun Channel side, but yeah, we do have the chat up over there. So remember, as we're going along here too, that all of those nerdy questions and stuff like that, if you have them, throw them out there in the chat, and we'll try to address those as we're going along. But the topic tonight we're going to cover, wasn't really sure how to word it necessarily in the title, but you know, it has to do with funding our channel. I mean, with equipment, I know there's several on the panel tonight has gotten new equipment lately. I've been looking at some new stuff myself, and all of that costs money. And a lot of these trips, they're not vacations. At least those of us that are serious about this, we don't view them as vacations. Many times, I know I've been to the Wanamaker show, for example. I've spent maybe an hour wandering around looking at stuff, and even then, I'm looking at stuff to buy as, you know, pick up or giveaway prizes and things like that. So it's not even looking. For myself. So, yeah, when you're doing things like that, you've got these flights and hotel stays and all of that. All that has to be funded some way. And, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. There's a lot of ways. Most of the time, the viewers, the listeners, the followers, all you wonderful people out there, if we offer various ways, then hopefully there's something that piques your interest and piques your curiosity. And that's what it's all about. Put all that into the hopper to help get things done. So let's go through and introduce our panel here, and welcome everybody to the show. And we'll get started. We've got Mr. Ghost with us. What's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. I'm on mute there. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
You bet. And Budget is in the house with us again. What's happening, man?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just sitting here waiting for my favorite show other than mine. Glad to be here. Thanks for the invite, as always.
You bet. Good to have you. Tardot in the house. What's shaking?
Oh, not much, but thank you for having me.
You bet. We got that guy's wife up in here.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
And the snob himself. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here this week.
And big welcome to the new guy. We had a new panelist on last week. We got another one this week. Just gonna throw him in the fire here. Throw him to the wolves. So help me welcome the Fallen Hammer. What's up, Hammer?
What's up, guys? I appreciate the invite and having me on. Looking forward to talking with y'all.
You bet. It's a pleasure to have you. So let's jump into this. I guess I'll kind of kick things off, and then we'll, as I'm talking here, if you're out there in the live replay on either the Gun Channels or the YouTube side, and you can't follow or you have any questions, definitely let me know. If you're on the panel, you've got any questions while I'm kind of going through my thoughts here, by all means, just kind of jump in and we'll have a discussion. But with when it comes to the job of funding, there's certain things I like, and then there's certain things that I don't like. And it's one reason I didn't mention things like GoFundMe, for example. I like a platform or a means of funding out there that gives those people that's willing to break out that wallet, that's willing to wrap up support to that next level, added value. Now, obviously, if they're willing to do that, And I find this true in most any way that I'm monetized, basically, my channel and content, whether it's merchandise or Patreon or whatever it might be, that, you know, those that seem to support what we do, they don't really care if they get anything. They're doing it to support, which is great. So it's a hang up that I have that, you know, I really like that added value. And because of that, I really prefer the, you know, super chats are great, even though they take a huge chunk of money. Indiegogo's great, even though that's, you know, kind of, it revolves around a project and I'm not real keen about that. You know, the merchandise is cool because it kind of gets stuff out there and you're able to be a little bit creative with the stickers or the patches or the shirts or whatever else you might be making. The problem with the merchandise, I find, is, and every little bit helps, don't get me wrong, but, you know, by the time you go through it, you facilitate the shipping and you've got, you know, shipping labels and you've got the envelopes and you've got all those different stuff, then, you know, the margins start to get fairly low. So it's kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like the whole super chat thing with them taking such a large percentage. So the ones that I tend to grab it to myself the most are the true fan funding type platforms. Patreon, obviously, the elephant in the room, the big one, and then Contributus, which is over on Gunstreamer. And I work both of them in a very similar way to offer that value to those out there that may be willing to support all the projects and the channel, of course. And the way I do that is through different, and the way they work, I should say. It's not the way I've set it up, but it's actually the way both of those platforms work, Contributus and Patreon, is you set up these tiers. And for a certain amount of support a month, you know, those people get certain tiers. I haven't grown Contributus too much. I'll hit on Contributus here just real quick for those that may not be familiar. But it's the same way. You go in there, you set up your tiers, and you set up your quote-unquote perks or whatever they get for said tiers. And right now on Contributus, the tiers pretty much mimic Patreon. However, the experience currently, the Contributus option there is kind of in its infancy, and so it doesn't really offer the interaction and the engagement that is so awesome over on Patreon. But for Contributus, they still get everybody that's in the program, the club, whatever it might be over there. They do get access to the early content, and in some cases, like the Firearm Friday podcasts, they can go out up to 6 weeks, you know, a month easily, early, you know, so you're getting a really, really early release. Typically what I do, for my, and I got to find something. I mean, we call Patreon, we call those folks patrons a lot of times. I'm not real sure what you would call, I guess you could call them contributors would be the word for the people while we're on Contributus. But, you know, I try to, as soon as content, I've got it finished, it's edited, I've got a finished product and I get it up. I like to try to release that as soon as possible to those particular people. And then of course it goes out to the general public later on. So, everybody, gets a shot at seeing or hearing or getting on board with that. I've gotten a little bit of pushback, over on Contributus on Gunstreamer. And one way I've tried to combat that, and it's the way that Gunstreamer works. If Gunstreamer, with Patreon, you don't even, you know, people expect it, I guess, right? Because Patreon is that fan funding platform. Everybody knows that. Whereas Contributus is a feature inside Gunstreamer. So you've got random viewers that come across a video and it's locked down and it says you have to pay to see it. And they get upset sometimes. So what I've done over there is I've started pinning a comment under anything like that that says, hey, you know, if, you know, you want to join up under Contributus and whatever, you can view this video now, but you don't have to. You know, it will release public because I've got all my stuff scheduled out in a calendar, right? So I'll put the date on there that it will release to the public. That way those people that go know that, you know, it's not like a forced situation where, hey, if you want to watch this or listen to this, you have to pay. It's like, you can wait. That's an option. But other than, you know, a few of the swag perks over there on Contributus and then getting some, you know, early bird content, it doesn't offer the engagement right now that Patreon offers. And with Patreon, it's an amazing platform. I talk about it all the time. I know there's people that have demonized it for one reason or another, and, you know, all the particulars around that are actually fairly complicated. But with what you can do over there, from messaging your patrons to polls to all different types of posts, you can do videos, you can do pictures, you can do polls, you can do links. I mean, you can just do so much over there to engage, and you can tailor that for each individual level so that, you know, maybe only your top tier sees a certain thing first, or, you know, maybe everybody does. And then the other beautiful thing I think about Patreon too is Patreon offers the ability, and I talk about this all the time, to go over there without actually pledging any support, to go over there and follow the channel. Because we do, as creators, have the option to do public posts on Patreon. And I know I've got far more that are Patreon only than are public, but I do have quite a few public posts, and I try to make a conscious effort to put some public things out there occasionally, or even at a later date, because Patreon has this option with anything you post that you can set a date where later in the future it will actually go public, and then you don't even have to mess with it, you know, 3 days later, a week later, whatever it might be. So that's the fun part of that, is being able to not only provide that extra little something something for those people that are willing to make that extra effort to support you, but then that added level of engagement that goes with it. You're not just getting content, but, you know, you actually, you know, you have my attention, you have my ear, where, you know, we can have conversations on different things over there. We just can do a whole lot with it. And then the other thing that I enjoy that is fun, particularly since I've gotten into the world and the family of Gear Report over there, we're writing reviews, is the affiliate marketing. And we actually did a nerd chat here on the affiliate marketing a few months back or something like that. So go through the archives if you're curious about that and check that out. But basically, all that is, you know, I set up with companies, and I try to use companies that I've used their products. You know, I don't want, you know, to send somebody to a place of business that, you know, I've obviously, you know, may have had a horrible experience with. So, you know, try to be careful with that aspect. But, you know, put a banner up on your website, or put it in the got to be really careful with affiliate links and stuff like that. And YouTube, we all know this, but, you know, Gun Streamer, Full 30, gun channels, a lot of your different forums, stuff like that. You can put those affiliate links in, put those banners in, something like that. And as viewers and listeners and followers out there, that's really a cool way to, and I've done it many times for other channels, but it's really a good way to contribute and support the channels that you watch. Because, you know, if you're thinking about going and buying hey, I want the stock, or I want this handguard, or I want you know, in my case, I've got multiple places to actually buy firearms and stuff too. You know, use those affiliate links for people, and, you know, you're gonna buy that anyway. And so they get a little bit of a kickback. Now, it's not much, unfortunately. You know, the most that I think I've ever seen percentage-wise on anything was about 15%. And it typically, it averages somewhere more along 4 to 5%, which is not a lot. But again, when I started my little rant here on what I do and what I enjoy, It's like I said, every little bit helps. So it's one of them things where, you know, the sum total makes it worthwhile, right? So with that, we'll take it through the panel now. Before we do, though, just a quick reminder to those in the chat on the Gun Channel side, the YouTube side, or if you're listening in replay, you know, throw those nerdy questions out there if you have them, and we will try to get them answered. If you have any curiosities about these platforms, how they work, doesn't necessarily have to relate to the topic tonight. Would like to keep it nerdy, but other than that, it's pretty much fair game. And with that, we'll start running through the panel here. We'll let Budget kick this one off, and let him talk a little bit about some of the funding methods that he utilizes, and then maybe, you know, what his favorite is. And then from there, you know, if you have any questions or whatever, you can throw those in as well, buddy.
As far as funding sources, you know, obviously there's the AdSense, which is meh. You know, I think that we're all pretty well agreed on that one. I do have a Patreon account. I don't hit that as hard as I should. I don't post as many things over there as I should, and that's something I'm going to rectify. I think I need to start putting out some public content and whatnot over there too, just so that anybody that wants to that's over there on Patreon can kind of check out my stuff. That's something that I think I've been remiss on. I have a contributors account over on Gunstreamer. Have had no success with that whatsoever. I have a Spreadshirt store where I sell different t-shirt designs and whatnot. I think that's, for me, as far as merchandising goes, is a good option because I don't have to worry about the shipping. I don't have to worry about the inventory. I don't have to worry about any of that. It's just kind of made to order as it's ordered and then shipped directly to the customer. And I'd you know, hands off. I don't have to do anything with it other than kind of promote it. I have affiliate links and whatnot on my website in the articles I post there, as well as the affiliate links on Gear Report as well on those articles. That's about it. You know, I'm mostly the funding for my channel comes out of my own pocket. I mean, that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
But I knew that. I knew it was going to be like that going into it. You know, any little bit that someone wants to help and support me with is awesome. Matter of fact, Rupan RX just became my newest, or not Rupan, is it Rupan or something? Let me look. He's up here in the chat. What, I can't remember if it's Rupan or Southpaw. Southpaw RX became my newest patron today. And, you know, I very much appreciate that. Thank you, sir, for being a budget buddy. But, you know, any little bit helps and it all goes back into the channel, mostly in ammo for the shooting reviews that, you know, feeding the tribe there gets a little expensive.
Yes, it does. And, you know, ammo is one of the hardest sponsors to pick up as well.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the Patreons have saved me more than once. I mean, 1,000 rounds that's been run through the Walther PPQ for me, which has yielded several pieces of content. All Patreon with that. You know, couldn't have done it without them, you know. $10 a box. I mean, I was frugal with the purchases, but even at that, it gets pricey. Now, you were talking about merchandise. Is all of your merchandise drop shipped? Is that what you're saying?
Currently, yes. I did have some stuff that that wasn't. I had some t-shirts made by a local guy. Matter of fact, he lives a stone's throw away from me, and some hats and that. But you know, those are gone, and I haven't really went back. I wasn't. Honestly, I wasn't really impressed with what he did as far as the printing process that he put on, the heat transfer and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think that Spreadshirt really produced a superior product. I am going to be going back to him to get some embroidered hats made, though, nice. Because he did a couple embroidered polos for me, and those are really nice. But as far as the lower end stuff, you know, I'm just going to do all that with Spreadshirt. If I'm going to do anything that's embroidered, I'll have him do it.
Gotcha. Yeah, they now, you know, that's kind of the way I am. And with the shirt side of things, I've got the swag store and we've got the shirt store. And so if you go over to the website there, you know, you've got the option for either one. And that's because the shirt store is that's handled by, of course, Spreadshirt, which we need to talk about some night. We need to put that in and how to navigate and how to create shirts and do all of that. But they, other than putting your designs in, you know, they pretty much handle everything else, which is great. But, you know, my swag, the patches, the, you know, poker chips, the stickers, the everything else. I've got to mail all that and package all that up and facilitate the orders and keep track. And so
I keep meaning to do some more of that stuff too.
If I had a million subs, there's not a doubt in my mind that, you know, I would have to hire somebody to do that, which is even more money we've got to try to, you know, offset with funding or whatever. I would have to either hire somebody to do that or outsource it in some way that's drop shipped. There would just be no way to do it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Tardot, bring you in here. I know you've got some merchandise and swag and stuff like that recently. So tell us a little bit about some of the things you do, and then if you have any questions, you can kind of take it from there.
Well, last year I really dabbled a lot in Patreon and the things like that. And, you know, it came to a point where I was taking a little break from the channel. And so I kind of shut down Patreon and all that. And we brought it back up this year. And so, you know, that's something me and Gunpowder have been talking about is what our focus is going to be on. We've got Patreon, we've got Contributus. And that was a big thing. The thing I really like about the Contributus side of it, though, even though the interaction isn't there that you would have with Patreon, you can kind of decide with Contributus on how much goes toward the platform itself and how much goes towards your channel.
That's correct.
And, you know, with Gunstreamer being, you know, the small dog in the fight, you know, every little bit you throw in that way kind of is going to help out with making that platform bigger. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were talking about even promoting that more than most of our other platforms we use. But just like Budget and like y'all are talking about Spreadshirt, we got Spreadshirt, and that's kind of been my big dog in the fight right now, Spreadshirt. Cause for some reason here lately, I've been getting on a kick of designing t-shirts. And so I keep coming up with designs, whether it's stuff from the chats that just everybody kind of gets a giggle out of or whatever. I just suddenly make a design and throw it up on my Spreadshirt store. Because we've been getting, you know, kind of a fresh start this year after taking a break, we really haven't had a whole lot of traction lately, but it's there. It's there now and it's back. And last year, you know, we didn't get a whole lot from crowdfunding, but just like y'all said, I've never expected there to be a whole lot of money out of it, but it helps with just those miscellaneous costs you get, even if it's helping pay, you know, maybe some website fees or sure, buy ammo or whatever else. It's helping cover some costs for the channel. And that's always been the big thing. It's always very appreciated to have that kind of help coming in. Here recently we ordered some magnets and stickers. We did magnets last year that we did in house. And this year we decided to go out and order some from a website and get some together that were professionally made. So we've got some this year, but that's pretty much been the majority of what we've been doing.
Nice. Now I'm going to bring that guy's wife in here because you're kind of, at least with That Guy's Wife Media, you know, you're kind of new to the merchandising and fan funding and that, I guess, aspect of things. But I know you've done some things before. So with That Guy's Wife Media, what are you thinking about as far as, you know, the different revenue streams and different way to capitalize on fan funding with that particular brand?
Well, with my That Guy's Wife Media, Patreon, I did actually set up a Patreon this evening. It was something I'd been thinking about doing anyway. Mostly because not even so much for funding, and I guess because I'm a little different than a lot of y'all, I just look at it that, I could just work a little extra. And pick it up or something. But because like yesterday I was making videos and stuff and I have all this extra that I didn't really feel like went into my video or what I was doing. And it's things I want to put out there and be able to do. I want patches. I want stickers. I want cards. My eyes are really big, like all these things that I know I want and I need for my channel. And I may end up doing it the way I did with Gun Gals. Initially with Gun Gals, I just put the money out there and, I just covered our stuff at first with Gun Gals and then later on came back and, it has since paid it back, with our Patreon with that. And I can see That Guy's Life Media basically doing the same thing. It's just a matter of getting started. So,
right.
As far as Spreadshirt, I like the idea of creating with Spreadshirt and all, but I think it's harder for women to create Spreadshirts, being that this community is dominated by men, because you have to be mindful of the fact that if it's mostly men out there, you have to put a product out there that men are going to want to buy. So for me, I don't know that I'm going to do Spreadshirt at all. In fact, Gun Gals, we opted to go ahead and we closed our Spreadshirt. I don't know. I've got a lot of options that I just need to really kind of look out and decide what I want to do.
Gotcha. Yeah, Roll Call out there. He's got a question. He said, so do you have to reach a certain level on GunStreamer to get the contributions? If so, how do you achieve it? Because, yes, I'm late. So, first of all, shame on you for being late. So we're going to make an example of you here in front of the class. But, as far as I'm aware, and Ghost Budget, anybody else can correct me if I'm wrong. But as far as I'm aware, anybody on the platform has the ability to set up contributors. Just go under settings, and it should be blatantly obvious there. There's a big section there that says contributors. Am I wrong? Anybody think I'm wrong?
No, you're right.
I believe you're correct. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're wrong all the time, but I think you're right about this.
Well, on this particular issue, excuse me. Yeah, I should specify that is correct. Since you brought that up, Snob, I'll let you jump in here with what your funding means. What are some of the things you use and the ones you like?
Mainly, I use money out of my pocket, but I am starting to get a few patrons, which I don't ever push that at all, like literally never even hardly mention it. But I do have that, and I'm very appreciative of those. But my main source of income has been Amazon affiliates. I mean, that's been great for me as far as getting some money. I'm making, $50 a month or so off that. So, it helps pay the Adobe Premiere and website and all that stuff. So that helps tremendously.
Right. Right. And that's a monthly thing, your Premiere?
Yeah. It's $20 a month.
Wow.
But I love it. So.
I'm really liking the $80 one time on the Power Director. Just saying.
Well, yeah, I know. But my problem is I learned how to do it on Premiere, so now I'm kind of stuck with it.
Yeah, and I grew up. I've been using Power Director for years. So yeah, it's what you know. Unfortunately, Hammer, I'll bring you in now and get your thoughts. Are you doing any type of fan funding or any type of alternative revenue means right now?
Honestly, not really. I've just kind of got into it as a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I set up a Patreon, but I don't feel, it could be silly that I'm putting out enough to really advertise it yet. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really went out there and really tried to source any kind of funding yet. Gotcha. But that's why I want to try to get more content out so I can actually feel like it's not needy of me to be asking for it. Everything I've been doing is pretty much self-funded.
Right. Yeah. And I understand that's, that's definitely a good point and something to consider before you don't just start a channel, if you're out there and you don't have one and, right out of the box, make one video and then start asking for, support. It's one of them things to where I think it helps if you show your work, right? And say, hey, here's, here's a catalog, here's things that I have been doing, and especially if you're showing improvement along the way and stuff like that, and then people that like the direction, you know, that you're going with your channel and your projects and your brand, you know, they can be a part of that rise as you make more content, as you make better content, you know, you're able to purchase better equipment to get that done and so forth and so on. So, yeah, but I think you're ahead of the game, because all too often people ask the question, especially with Patreon, you know, should I start a Patreon? And it was like, you should have started a Patreon when you started your channel, you know, at least get it out there, because, you know, if you don't have that and you don't have that set up, you know, when people decide on their own that, hey, and people may surprise you. I know that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I get giddy almost anytime I get a new patron or whatever. So even to this day, people still surprise me that, not in a bad way, but a good way, that, you know, they're willing to come over and they're willing to do something like that. So, you know, the fact that you've got it there and you've got it set up, that'll kind of give you a marker maybe with your channel and your brand, right? That, you know, if you wake up one day and you've got a couple of patrons, then you're like, okay, now it's time, you know, things are starting to roll. Now maybe I need to give it a little more attention and engage with those folks over there.
No, definitely.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go for it.
I was just going to say, it's a really good feeling when you finally get a patron and then your Patreon starts going. It feels really good to you.
Oh,
yeah. Like you're actually doing something right.
Yeah, it's a great motivator. Yeah. And any of the fan funding stuff we're talking about, you know, is going to be that way. Like I said in my little spiel there, it's a, you know, it's the folks out there that listen and follow and all of that are tremendous motivation by themselves. And then, you know, when you get those that take that extra step, then it's even more, it's honestly humbling, is the one word that I would use. So G Webs has jumped in with us. How are you, G? Maybe he hasn't.
Good. Thanks for the invite.
There he is.
Can we just start over real quick?
Yeah, we can completely. Yeah, sure. We can start over. Yeah, 2/3 of the way through. Why not? Right.
I've been listening to the whole thing pretty much.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah.
So well, you've done a lot of things over the years. So most successful in you know, attitudes toward how you're doing things. You got anything to add to the conversation?
Yeah, for sure. So first off, I would say that consider any revenue stream a fishing hook as opposed to a faucet. You're not turning these things on and expecting them to give immediate return and any kind of consistency. Every once in a while that happens, and that's great, but think of them as fishing hooks. And just like fishing, it's not catching, right? It's fishing. So the more adept you can be at the various things, then the more prepared you are for when something strikes. So you got a lot of hooks in the water and something happens, then you were there and prepared for it. If you're not depending on it, it allows you to not be depending on any one of them, and I'll leave it at that. Then I'll say, as far as the funding, whether or not to fund, I'm going to ask people to think about, to ask yourself, what are the goals for your channel? If you're building a channel, it sounds like a lot of the discussion was like, as a hobby/business. But if you're building something, it doesn't matter if it's a hobby or if it's a business. If you're building something that you are proud of and that you're contributing to, something that was missing, or you want to put your flavor into it, or your accent on it, or your spin on it, or if you simply want to ask questions out there, if your goal is to contribute to the whole of knowledge that's out there and contribute to the conversation, then value your participation. And I urge you to start your projects from the beginning with funding in mind, because I was just talking to a friend today who was spending $120 for a satellite TV. That was not cable. That was just television programming coming down. I don't even want to think about how many channels, but he went from 120. He was all proud that he went down to $40 doing it some other way. And I'm thinking, think about how many people in a country of 300 million every day are learning that they can drop their TV bill from $120 to something less. That's freeing up, let's say, $80. That's 40 different people that they could potentially, once they know that crowdfunding is out there, that Patreon and the others are out there, contribute us and whatnot, once they figure out they can be part of that, you could, I mean, I get pleasure out of knowing that I'm helping Liberty Doll, I'm helping Ghost, I'm helping Clover. I think it's neat to throw a buck and to know that that's helping in some way to keep actual grassroots real content creating. As more and more people figure that out, then again, you're there, right? You're participating in it, but by being there now, you're giving them something to see. This is all just theoretical until we're all participating so that those people that come along have something to see. So right. Definitely value what you're putting out there. Don't look at somebody else and go, oh, there's this bigger. Who cares? I don't care at all about the big channels. I'm interested right. in what regular people are doing, and I'm not the only one out there.
Yeah, and that's a valid point, what you bring up about dropping that, you know, you got that $120 cable bill or a satellite bill that you may watch one or two shows a week or, you know, something silly like that. And, you know, if you was to take that money, like you're talking about, and you put that in other forms of, you know, not entertainment necessarily, but maybe a little bit and a little bit of infotainment and other things. But the other thing is you're putting that into things that you're interested in. Not only are you putting that into things you're interested in, but you're also putting that, you're able to see the rewards, right? You don't see rewards of that satellite bill, you know, that money you pay to that satellite bill or a cable bill every month. Whereas with, you know, that money going to different creators or something like that, you can see that growth and that evolution happen right in front of your eyes too. So yeah, very, very valid point. Ghost, I'm going to bring Ghost in. We've got a question out there from Jason. And remember, whether you're on the YouTube side, the Gun Channel side, or listening in replay, you're more than welcome to throw those nerd questions in. Now, this gets a little off topic, so before we get to Ghost, I'm going to give my answer, and then I know Ghost is going to have a different answer than me with this one, and I'll let him hit on it as well. That you can get two sides of the coin, so to speak, and then we'll get his thoughts on the fan funding. But Jason says, how do you deal with the frustrations of video editing / content creation? Any videos you just give up on? Nothing comes to mind for me as far as anything I've gave up on, with weather and rain and, you know, a lot of other things, stuff gets pushed back. So, you know, I try to view it as, and you may have other things that come in that push things back. So you have to prioritize. It's like, which is more important? You know, is it the cheap Chinese knockoff stuff, or is it an actual company that I have a relationship with that I really need to do this review, do this content for these, and try to help promote their products and their company? And obviously, the latter is going to take precedence, right? So, you know, that gets pushed back. As far as dealing with weather and stuff like that, there's no dealing with it. I mean, you just wait till you've got a pretty day and try to get it done. My biggest problem, and it gives me an opportunity to throw this out there, for the longest has been internet connection. There's a reason that for the longest you see no cameras on my chat to speak of and all of that, and it's because my internet flat sucks. I did fill out the service contract and everything today, so that process that I mentioned a couple months ago about we're finally going to get on fiber optic, it's happening. It's moving forward at least. So when that does happen, that'll allow me to do a lot more. So that's definitely, you know, in that content creation realm, that's something that's been frustrating for a long time. And as far as dealing with it, I try to edit, you know, the video, produce the video rather, where my frame rates and things are, you know, give me the smallest file size as possible so that it's a little bit easier to upload. I try to keep an upload schedule to where I put things on to upload before I go to bed and, you know, things like that. Because if you don't, I mean, that's eating up bandwidth while you're trying to do other work. Go ahead.
Is that part of the decision process for doing so many 9mm reviews so that it takes less bandwidth to post those reviews?
Yeah, we scale them down. From 45 ACP, we scale them down to 9mm. That way they'll upload. Exactly right. And then as far as the frustrations on editing, I don't get necessarily frustrated with editing, but I absolutely hate editing, and I've never not done a video. I know that's a double negative, but I'm from Texas. I can do that. I've never not done a video because you know, I got so frustrated with editing or anything like that. It, you know, I just trudge through it and get it done and get it out. But with that question in particular, I know Ghost has a whole different take really on the editing. So I'll let him answer that, and then he can talk a little bit about fan funding. Get after it, bud, if you want to.
Oh, I mean, as far as editing, I absolutely love editing. It's actually the one part. I mean, I love all of it. I really enjoy the editing side and the thumbnail and the Photoshop side as well, because that's all part of the editing process. Is you get to come up with a thumbnail that kind of goes with the video. But I'm not a very artistic person. When I say that, I could literally mess up a stick figure. So the Photoshop, it lets me do that. But the editing of video and audio and all that is something that I've never really been interested in until I get into YouTube, and I really thoroughly enjoy it. It's a way for me to be creative. And as far as getting frustrated, there are videos that I have got film on, and I get frustrated at times because I don't know which direction that I want to. But then I sit back and say, okay, well, this is a time to really put the creative hat on and come up with a new idea, whether it's new intros or outros or different things. And I really, it sounds weird, I'm probably one of the very few people that thoroughly enjoy the editing side of video. I try to look at every video I put out, whether it's a 3-minute video or a 20-minute video. I try to put out the best quality of video, almost to where, I mean, I know it's not, but in my mind, my goal is to have make it look like I've got a team of people working on it. So I really take pride in trying to the transitions and the cuts and all that, to really try to edit as well as I can. So I really do enjoy the editing side. So I probably differ from a lot of people. As far as the fan funding goes, I mean, we're all, you know, Patreon contributors, you know, Spreadshirt, the swag. I really enjoy Patreon. The last few months I haven't done very much, and that's something I've got to fix. It's just, there's no excuses, but I haven't done a whole lot over there. But I do enjoy putting polls out there. I put a poll out there, and it's really nice to see when you give the people that support, and I call them almost stockholders in your projects. You give them a little bit of power, actually a lot of power and influence on what kind of video. And you say, I'm thinking about 3 or 4 different videos. Which one would y'all want to see? Well, that gives me an idea of what's out there and what people are wanting to see. So I utilize Patreon that way. As far as contributors, I just started a couple weeks ago and all of that. Spreadshirt, I've got some shirts out there, and I've done some pretty good sales over the last year or so with different t-shirts and all of that stuff. As far as the swag, patches and stickers and hats and challenge coins and all that. Yeah. There's two ways of looking at it. There's one way of looking at it and say, is it really worth getting all that stuff together just to make a buck or so after shipping and all that? And my answer is absolutely it is, because I don't utilize swag to fund the channel. I utilize that for my branding, and the more people that enjoy my logo or enjoy the channel stuff, wearing that stuff or having a patch in their bag or a sticker on their gun safe or whatever, all that is another chance somewhere down the line for people to start a conversation about, hey, what's Ghost Tactical? And hopefully the people that enjoy my swag are enjoying maybe sharing my channel with other people, because ultimately it's not about subs and all of that money. And ultimately it's about the message that I want to put out through my channel, whether it's concealed carry or training or military or whatever. It's people enjoy that message, and they want to say, hey, if you enjoy this, or you enjoy that, you need to go check this channel out, because that ultimately for me is the end goal, is to find a group of people that have the same interests as I do. And I'm not trying to be Demo Ranch. I'm not trying to be anybody to do what everybody else is doing. I want to do what I want to do, which is range videos and training and concealed carry and all of that. And I think that people that have the same passion, that's something we can kind of, you know, grow together. So I use the swag stuff for branding. That's really what it is. But yeah, the fan funding, as far as should you get into it? Absolutely. Like I said, you know, you can call them stockholders, whatever you want. I think really what it comes down to is you find a group of people that enjoy your work, and you become very, very close friends with them, and they have a stake in what happens in your channel. And that's pretty awesome, because when I started this a couple of years ago, you know, I didn't ever expect anything. I just was doing it because it was kind of fun. And now it's fun to know that you're going through a journey and you're growing, and hopefully you're growing on an everyday basis, but you've got people that you can lean on and pass ideas against. And I think that's the coolest part of fan funding is you look for help and you look for guidance, and people that are doing that are willing to give you that guidance. So I probably talked too much, but I apologize.
No, you're absolutely fine. Those are great points. I'm going to open this up. I know G had something out there and it looked like in the side chat. So I'll open it up now just to the panel. And if we've got, you know, anything extra to add, or, you know, if anybody's got any questions, if we talked about a specific platform or something that we're doing, and anybody has a question about how we get that done, or what kind of success we've seen, or, you know, as G-Webs always talks about, for those of us out here that are doing things, you know, take advantage of, you know, you don't have to forge the way and chop the foliage, you know, in the jungle to make a trail. You know, we've done that. And, you know, most of us are pretty open about talking about it and potentially help you out. I mean, that can help you get there a little bit quicker. But did you have something in the side chat you want to talk about, G?
Sorry, I'm cooking at the same time. I was just saying how awesome Ghost is and his awesome point that he made there.
Okay. Yeah, it very well was.
I get lucky every now and then. I tripped and I hit my head on the counter. You know, those sharp edges, you know, they're tough on me, right. But sometimes it jars a thought process through.
Right.
Take $350, $400, $500, depends on what kind of quantity you're getting, what you're talking about getting. But, you know, then compare that to something like an electronic, like a Facebook ad or a Google, whatever it's called, AdSense. You know, that's going to get you some reach, some amount of reach, all kinds of metrics, but some amount of reach. And then if you spent that money on like an ad in a magazine, and, you know, all the different things you could do with $300 to $500, some kind of a logo branding thing, I think goes so much farther, than so much more for your buck than any of those other potential things.
Yeah. And you've got, and I think too, you've got, you know, when we're talking about things like that, there's a diversity to what you can do with it, right? It's just so malleable, you know, whether you sell that in a store or use that as, you know, as gifts to those people that are, as Ghost said, stockholders, kind of putting stock into your channel and brand, or whether you use it for giveaways. You know, there's just so many different things you can do. And then if you, you know, with buying Facebook ads or, pardon me, ads in a magazine or something like that, you know, traditional forms of advertising that have been done, you're kind of pigeonholed in a way that you really don't have that diversity. You can't do with that stuff what you please. So anybody else on the panel got anything, want to jump in, questions, anything to add? No.
Well, I think you're talking about diversity. I think that, you know, no matter how you're funding your project, and I want to say channel, because it's, you know, I think there comes a point in everyone where you're much more than just a channel at that point. It's a project, you know. Right. Yeah. And the diversity, we talk about diversity as far as, you know, where you're putting your content on, but diversity and funding. And I think what G was saying earlier is, you know, don't be afraid to try as many of the different funding projects as you can. If you've got 10 different hooks in the pond, there's nothing wrong with that, because like you said, or like G said, is when something does happen and you're already there, you know, you might only get one bite here and there, but if something happens, the next thing you know, you have 10 different bites. And, you know, there's different people like different platforms. Some people like the Patreon, some people like Indiegogos or GoFundMes or whatever. Some people like the Spreadshirt stuff. So you can't just put all of your marbles into one funding platform, because you're missing a whole lot of other people. So I think diversity and funding is also important.
Well, and you also, I mean, let's look if we're comparing the funding side of things to the housing, I guess you could call it, side of things, where our content is housed. You know, you run into potentially the same issue with the funding side when you're dealing with big companies or policies or things like that. It could always happen. So, you know, having other alternatives, even if people are not, you know, like you say, you know, people can be fickle and they've got their preferences, and that's fine. and you may be on 10 different platforms and have, you know, 10 people on each platform, but then let's say one platform decides to get all squirrely, or they just pull a VidMe, right, and just close the doors for whatever reason. Well, at least you've got other places already set up, and you can direct those people and say, hey, appreciate your support. If you want to continue your support, here's 9 more options for you, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just, don't ever limit yourself and don't ever limit your project, because he makes great points all the time. That's why, he is who he is. But, he and I and Clover and the people, but, we've had really awesome discussions over the last couple of years. And one of the things he keeps telling me is you never know. You never know until you put it out there who's going to be interested in your stuff, and you don't know where they're going to find it, So don't limit yourself at all,
Right. Budget, Tar, My Guy's Wife, Snob, Hammer, anything to add, any questions, anything you guys want to jump in with?
No, I'm just absorbing a lot of what you guys are saying, because it's still kind of new to me, but just starting out, you really go to appreciate how much really goes into having a channel, and especially the guys like you and some of the other guys on the panel here that put so much more into stuff besides YouTube and the different outlets that you can. I mean, it takes a lot more than people think. So
right. And until you get off into that world, and not even until you get off into that world, but you have to get off into that world, and then you got to realize that most of us on this panel, with the exception of you, and hopefully you'll stick around for years to come, but most of us for what now, guys, probably a couple of years have sort of been kind of hanging out here and there together and that sort of thing. So until you get into a group with people, and realize that, look at all these different things that these people are doing. If you're just out there by yourself and you just started a channel, and that's why, I say all the time, we definitely advocate turning on those cameras, turning on those microphones, making those posts, taking those pictures, getting stuff out there, especially to advocate for, the Second Amendment, the firearm lifestyle, all of that good stuff. And if you're doing it, realize it can be a little bit scary, and especially if you're listening to stuff like this and, week in and week out, it can sort of seem a little overwhelming, but, realize that, everybody that you see, especially on this panel, is no different. We're doing nothing differently than anybody else could do, given the time, of course. If you've got a full-time job and work, 12 to 18 hour shifts a day and have a family of 5 and all that, you probably don't have time to be doing social media stuff and YouTube and all of that, at least not on the kind of level that some of us are doing it. But you're not alone, so yeah, definitely get with us, anybody here on the panel. Look us up, ask us questions, all of that good kind of stuff. Anybody else want to jump in?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of want to respond to a comment out there. Dusty once said, e-begging will never work, done here also. Is it begging if you're giving value for value, though? That's the thing. There's a difference between, say, a GoFundMe where you're asking for donations in return for nothing, and Patreon where you're giving someone value for their support. Or even something like Indiegogo, where you're giving some kind of perk or some kind of value for their support. If you're just asking for money, hey, give me money just because, that's one thing, that's begging. If it's, hey, thank you for your support, in exchange, I give you this added value, I don't think that's begging at all. That's a transaction.
Well, and I think it goes, and G, I'll bring you in here in a sec. I think it goes further than that. The e-begging as a whole, I don't like to go down, because the people that get, there's malice when they're talking about e-begging. They're not doing it in a joking way or anything like that. They simply don't understand. It's like Hammer, it just pointed out. I mean, they don't understand everything involved. And even beyond the, I'm giving you a thank you, I'm giving you extra. It's like Ghost said, it's for, if you don't want to support me, buy swag, do, if you don't care if I exist on the internet, if you're, whatever. I mean, if you want my content to continue, unfortunately, it is a business in a way, even if you're doing it as a hobby, it costs money. And eventually you can only do so much with the funds that you're given. And then that's going to peter out and then you're no longer going to be around. So, you know, if you value somebody's content and you're the type that wants to support them, then you're not in that frame of mind of e-bagging, I don't think. Right. Because you see the value in what they're already creating. And that's the point I'm trying to make. There is, to most people's videos, some of them not. There's goofy cat videos. And even to that extent, there's an entertainment value to those. But, you know, in a lot of the videos and a lot of the contents we put out, particularly this show, look at the amount of information and stuff in this one particular show that's done, that I can guarantee you, you're going to pay people $300 to $400 an hour to get the type of consultation that we talk about here for free. We don't charge you nothing. So, you know, $1 a month on Patreon or something like that to kind of help the cause and, you know, fees for internet and the website and other things. There's people that gauge that and say, okay, that's a great value. You know, that's way better than spending $300 to $400 for 1 hour with some, you know, internet guru. So, I take it a step further. I see what you're saying there, Budget, but I take it a step further in that, you know, to me, the content is already valuable. Everything else is just an extra, right?
Good point.
I know you and Budget kind of stepped on each other a little bit there, so I'll give you the floor if you want it.
Sorry about that, G.
Oh, no, no worries. I was going to throw something in there, and then you guys started talking about this thing, and I'm cooking, so now I forgot what I was going to talk about. So I had something else. Oh, so we're talking funding in general, right? And funding a project. So I'm not talking about the e-begging concept. That's somebody who, I guess, wants the established, like, money has to come down from above. And then that money has to fund a project. And if that project is then valuable, there has to be a gamble. If that project is valuable, it'll pay off in the end. So there has to be that dynamic. Some people, I guess, assume that there has to be that dynamic. And if there's no risk, then content isn't valid. I don't believe that, because that's not the only paradigm there's ever been. But that's what I'm assuming they're basing it off of, because of all the things you guys just said. So I'll leave that part. But going back to funding a project, and I'm going to recommend again to put funding into your list of things to deal with right from the get-go. Don't assume you'll get funded later. Don't think the funding fairy comes along and anoints you with funding. It's a difficult problem with, it's always going to happen, and it's scalable. What you do as a hobby today is going to cost you money tomorrow, and it'll cost money to, you know, continue to do if you do it at any kind of scale. So lots of ways to fund what we've just talked about. I just want to throw out there, working with gun shops. So I wouldn't be in my position. I worked with gun shops. I was a website guy and started doing websites for gun shops. So that, you know, when, before all this stuff happened, I just happened to be in that position. So had access to gun shops and hanging out behind the counter and stuff. But nowadays you're in a different position. The internet exists. You don't have to go into a gun shop and explain what a YouTube channel is or what you might be efforting to create a YouTube channel. They're going to understand all that. So that's a whole different platform. And every gun shop is in a different position, but most of them are struggling. So if you can get be an ally or a advocate for a couple of gun shops, you don't need to have money exchange. If they can provide you with stuff to do videos on, or a space to do it, or a range time, there's so many ways that you can work with the shared resources of a manufacturer or somebody local who's producing something, or a shop. So, you know, look at creating those kind of relationships when you're starting out, and then both of you grow, and that helps the industry. It's all these people that want to suggest that what we're doing here, I guess, would be frivolous if they're suggesting, like you say, they're putting the connotation of begging on there as if it has no value. I'll still challenge that, but, you know, I challenge anybody who's creating content to value your content, value your voice. You're putting out content that is happening today. And very few people go online and look at what I produced 6 years ago or anything that already exists. So what you're creating today is being heard today and tomorrow, and then it'll be gone. So, you know, some people get discouraged when you look at the amount of data that's out there. But when you look into the future, do you have any reason to believe it's going to be less in the future? I mean, we're actually at a pretty decent point in the world, information wise, that we're actually able to put a lot of information up there that's valuable. So anyway, I'll
right. Yeah. And I've got a comment here on the Gun Channel side, and since it is on the Gun Channel side, I'm going to read it here from Dead Horse over there. And he says, how many people participate and watch and join in on and use these channels for information and entertainment and have never donated a dime or anything, but yet they get a little sore knowing that they have not donated or helped at all? So they say things like e-begging, you begging, et cetera, to make themselves feel like not donating is productive somehow. And yeah, I mean, it's a personal thing. And what Dead Horse alludes to, I think, is what I mentioned, that, you know, the person that, you know, truly likes your content, truly gets a value, sees the value, all of that kind of stuff, they're not going to be the people typically that are claiming that. You know, the people that have a problem, there's going to be those people out there that monetarily can't do it, and I understand that, and that's why a lot of us, you know, we don't have absolute paywalls. In other words, you don't get this content ever. You know, even for example on Patreon, my lawn chair pops that I didn't even talk about, but that's something that, like Ghost was mentioning with the polls, that we do every month. The patrons over there, I put out a poll. They get to select from 4 to 6, usually, different firearms. They get to pick which one we use, and we sit in a lawn chair, do a live stream, and talk about that firearm and shoot that firearm and draw our monthly winners for the month that we have over there for the patches and the steel targets and all the other stuff during that time. So, you know, even something like that gets released the following month to the public. We had a conversation because those patrons are, you know, like board members or stockholders. And, you know, I went to them and I said, hey, what do y'all think about, you know, taking this and releasing them a month late? That way the public can still, you know, they don't get in on the poll and the live stream and stuff like that, but at least they get to participate and view the content if they want to, at least in some way. And, you know, they were plenty open to that. So, you know, yeah, I've got really nothing aside from the private Patreon meetings that we do, which we talk about channel direction and a lot of different things, that, you know, that's about the only thing that never goes public. Everything else you eventually get, even, you know, and you don't have to worry about that paywall. So, I think most people get that. You're going to get, you know, there's always that one guy, right? It happens. And, you know, most people, you know, they can see the value in what you're doing. So, with that, we're pretty much up against the clock here, and we've got a fairly big panel, so we're going to run this one through the room and then run this one into the ground. So while I'm kind of sweeping the floors here and picking up the chairs, I'm going to let everybody plug their projects, as Ghost said, not channels, projects. And we'll start with Hammer. Thanks for joining us tonight, Hammer. Appreciate it. If you would, tell people how they find you.
Oh, thanks for having me, first off. And I'm not too big. I'm pretty much just on Instagram and YouTube. I do a lot of SIG stuff, 1911s. By my name, you can tell I'm a big aficionado for hammer-fired guns, which is pretty much all I have. So, I mean, if you have any SIG questions, I know quite a bit about SIGs. I'd be more than happy to help you out. And I've been dabbling in 1911s quite a bit, too. I'm shoot competitions. I've recently started training. A group of guys out here asked me to come along and be an instructor with them, so I have a little bit of knowledge as far as that stuff goes. And I'm just here to spread the love and, you know, share the hobby.
Awesome. Thanks for jumping in. Appreciate it. Snob, what do you got coming up?
Not much. I'll have a live show Saturday night, I think, if everything goes well. But other than that, not much else.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
You bet, man. You bet. That guy's wife.
That Guy's Wife is on YouTube and Instagram, and I have my blog page, which is www.thatguyswifemedia.com. And my logo contest, today is the 28th. The logo contest for That Guy's Wife Media ends at midnight on the 31st, which is Sunday. So if you haven't submitted a logo, be sure and do that. And thank you for having me.
You bet. Very awesome. Mr. Revolver, Mr. Tardot, what you got?
Not much. Just everybody make sure to check me out on Gunstreamer. You know, you can check me out on YouTube also, but Gunstreamer, definitely go over there, check out that website, subscribe to everybody who's got a channel over there, and check me out on all the other platforms, of course, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and then tarpowdermedia.com is going to be the new website for me and Gunpowder Beauty, and that should be coming up in the end of this upcoming week. And of course, go check out Gunpowder Beauty's YouTube channel also. I'm sure she would maybe let me out of the dungeon more often if I would actually promote that more often.
Right. Budget, you're up.
As always, thanks for the invite. Love this show. I think it, as you said, it gives a lot of great value that you would normally have to pay a lot of money for free. So, you know, hats off to you for doing it. As far as my projects, Budget Guns and Gear Reviews here on YouTube, Budget Guns and Gear on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Budget Guns and Gear Reviews over on Gunstreamer, Gun Channels, GunTube, CocoScope, et cetera, EIEIO. You can find my stuff at my website, www.budgetgunsandgear.com. I do a live stream every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern called The Right of the People, where we use the first to defend the second. And that's here on my Budget Guns and Gear Reviews channel on YouTube and simulcast on Gun Channels. So go ahead and check that stuff out. Thanks.
You bet. G-Webs, you're on deck, man.
Hey, thanks for the invite. Sorry I jumped in late. Pretty sure I met Falling Hammer like about a year ago at the, no, was it 2 years ago at the Phoenix 2A rally?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was on mute.
Cool.
That was you, right? Yeah, so he's been around Gun Channels for a couple years now, and he showed up in person in Phoenix with a few of us to, that was the time, well, actually, it was quite a bit of us. Jimmy was there, everybody's wives were there, and, what about maybe 16 of us? Nah, maybe not that many. But anyway, so thanks for jumping in the chat tonight, and thanks for the link, Clover. And also, I guess, happy birthday to Gunstreamers, a year old.
Yes, it is. Ghost, bring it home.
Thanks for having me. Get out there, shoot, be more proficient with your firearm, take someone with you, turn the camera on, be part of the solution, all of that good stuff. But I wanted to make a quick point also is understand that we understand that not everyone can financially afford to help fund and do all that. But understand that the value and the power of a share is equally, if not more important than any dollar you could ever spend. So if you like someone's content and you cannot financially support, that is awesome. We get it. Share it as many places as you can, because if you like our content, then there are other people that may not know about all of these different creators that you're watching and listening to right now. Share their content, because that is just as big, if not more important than any dollar you could ever give. And thanks for having me, brother.
You bet. And that's a great segue. Both you and G-Webs, to what I was going to throw out there real quick. Speaking of the birthday of Gunstreamer, I've got a little giveaway that I've put together to kind of commemorate. It didn't look like they were doing anything, so I thought, well, I'll do something here. And I had a SHOT Show cap laying around. I had a SHOT Show patch, which I had to purchase the patch from the SHOT Show store. So that was not free swag. And
that was not cheap either. It was like $15.
Say, nor was it cheap, exactly.
We won't talk about it, but I was thinking of all you guys and picked up an extra when I picked up one for myself.
I only bought ones for me because they were $15. Right.
I hear you. And then what's really cool, Fort Scott Munitions had special 2019 SHOT Show patches, and they were only giving away, they had like just so many they had, and you could only get one if you went by there. So I have the one and it's thrown in there. So a pretty collectible. Fort Scott munitions patches in there. And then, you know, we talked about contributors on Gunstreamer. Well, I've got some, We Are Gunstreamer stickers, and I'm going to throw one of those in the little pack as well. And the only other way to get those, is to be a contributor over there on Contributus. But I made an exception this one time since it was a Gunstreamer giveaway. Now, what's going to happen is come Monday night, I'm going to draw randomly for that package from the Gunstreamer subscriber list. That's it. That's all you have to do is go over to Gunstreamer, subscribe to the Cobra Tech channel. You're done. You don't got to comment. You don't got to share anything like that. That being said, as Ghost mentioned, you're going to help out my channel. You're going to help out Gunstreamer and potentially the other, 500 some odd channels that are on Gunstreamer by sharing things. So I always want to encourage people to share. With that, I'm done. I've got things cleaned up. You've got to go. You've got to go somewhere. You can't stay here. We are gone for the night. And thanks for sticking around and talking nerdy. If you're listening to this in the replay, and again, you have those nerdy questions or anything like that, comments below. We'll try to get those answered. We're out of here. See you next week. Bye.